Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We will circle back to this, our thoughts here, and the bets we're going to make on that game in the first inning. But I think it's time, Ken, for us to take a trip around the world. Rick, it's time for Nikki Football to make an appearance.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nikki Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
Beat the beat up. It's a great beat drop in the song.
It gets better.
And guess what? It's coming up right now. Tell me you wouldn't like to hear the song, like, first, like, real night, back out, everyone's sure. Out, no one's worried about stuff, and you hear that beat.
That's kids a have vibe, a babysitter, man. Right? Kids have a babysitter, wife and I are out. That would be any beat would pretty much be good in that situation.
No. For you, it's a little different. For me, it's
a
like
little different. Not hitting the club. Not really hitting the bars. Yeah, that hard nowadays. Not happening.
Hitting the club.
Yeah.
Guess who never wants to go to a club ever? Me. Ever. Right. Like, for no money.
Well, I guess I think we're all going to live vicariously through Tyler this summer. Tyler, are you going to hit the club?
No, I was going to say something, but I forgot we're on terrestrial. Never mind. Yes, I'll be at the clubs.
Okay.
Yep. Are you, Tyler, do you play? I shouldn't even ask this question.
Well, then you should.
It's not a bad question. Just like, if you can you ask someone if they're going to get vaccinated? I shouldn't ask that, right? Just in case, whatever.
I'm going to get vaccinated. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I just don't know if that's like something personal people don't want to talk about. I don't know.
You can ask Tyler if he's going to get vaccinated would be the right way to put it, I think.
But like, yes, I'm not going to like the next time I'm out, just walk up to random person and be like,
right. Excuse me, vaccine? Sir. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
Hey, let me, you got that vaccine?
You got that vaccine?
You get that shot?
Yeah. Got them shots. Them antibodies to beat them diseases.
Yeah. To beat that pandemic. Right. All right. Nikki Football time now. So this is what we're going to do. Nikki Football is going to give you a play for Friday. So this Nikki Football is off on tomorrow. So He's going to give you a play for Friday afternoon. And then we're going to talk a little Champions League semifinal. So tomorrow, we're going to go to England, to the Premier League, to Merseyside, Goodison Park to be exact, where Carlo Ancelotti, James Rodriguez, Richarlison, and Everton, the Toffees, host Jose Mourinho, Harry Kane, Son, Lucas Moura, Tottenham Hotspur.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
So Tottenham +110 in this game to win on the road. And that's where Nicky Football is going to be looking here. And I know Tottenham's under major fire right now. And I know Jose Mourinho has come under fire. Lost over the weekend to Manchester United last weekend. Took a 1-0 lead and then allowed three unanswered. And by the way, very interesting race for the top four right now in the English Premier League, as a quick aside here, where Leicester and West Ham currently occupy the third and fourth spots in the table in the English Premier League with seven games to play. So if the season ended today, Leicester and West Ham would be in the Champions League for next year. Chelsea would be out. Liverpool would be out. Tottenham would be out. Everton would be out. And Arsenal would be out. And all those teams that I just referenced are all like jumbled up outside of the top four here. And it looks like City will run away with the Premier League. We'll talk about them coming up in a little bit. And Manchester United looked locked into a top four spot as well, currently second in the table. This is a massive game, like for Champions League seeding potentially. Both of these teams right now on the outside looking in and farther away than the rest, like Chelsea and Liverpool. So both these teams need the 3 points tomorrow. So I think this will be a little bit more of an open game than we may normally see between two teams like this. And like I said, Tottenham is definitely under pressure right now. Mourinho's under pressure. But Everton's just in a horrendous run of form right now. Zero wins in their last four league matches. Disappointing holds in their last two games against two minnows in the Premier League, Crystal Palace and Brighton Hove Albion. DLC not going to play in this game. Dominic Calvert-Lewin not going to play in this game for Everton up top. And I think that's a huge loss. And I just think Tottenham have more class in this game. And I don't mean class like they're like good people. I mean class in terms of like the players that are on the pitch. Love me some Harry Kane. Love me some Son. And I think Tottenham goes to Goodison Park and gets the win tomorrow. I am somewhat of a Jose Mourinho fanboy also. So Tottenham +110. Nicky Football's first play for soccer. All right, now let's go to the Champions League. Now, everyone knows my thoughts on Chelsea, right? Who played Real Madrid in one semifinal. Like, basically even money in that matchup. We bet Chelsea, and hopefully you did as well, to win the Champions League when the odds were a lot better, based on the draw here. So basically, this is what we wanted, right? Chelsea and Real Madrid, or Liverpool. I think Chelsea will beat either team. I do like Chelsea to advance past Real Madrid in case like that number presents itself ultimately. Right now, I think we only have like who's going to win the Champions League and who's going to win the first leg matchup as the bets. I haven't seen like a two advanced bet yet, but I do like Chelsea to get past Real Madrid. Real's kind of living a charmed life right now. I think it comes to an end against Chelsea, but I do want to make a bet, another futures bet, another to win the Champions League bet on one of the other teams on the other side of the bracket. And these are the two heavyweights remaining here. PSG and Manchester City. Manchester City are the obvious favorites, right? They're who everyone likes to win the Champions League right now. But I'm going to make the case right now why you, hopefully you bet Chelsea, right? And we're going to add another futures position here. And we're going to take PSG +310 to win the Champions League as well. Mauricio Pochettino is the manager for PSG, replacing the fired Thomas Tuchel, who's now the manager of Chelsea, in the delicious bit of irony. Pochettino has familiarity here against Pep Guardiola, Manchester City's manager in the Champions League, when he was manager of Tottenham a couple years ago, surprisingly knocked Manchester City out en route to the Champions League final, where they bowed out against Liverpool. And I would argue that PSG, with Kylian Mbappe, has the best player on the pitch, including Kevin De Bruyne. Kylian Mbappe, a guy who's clearly ascended to the pantheon at this point, World Cup champion, could very well be Champions League winner. Neymar, to me, looks like he's kind of become something a little different in terms of his leadership, getting it done in a big spot. And Manchester City, give them credit for what they did against Borussia Dortmund after falling behind 1-0 in the quarterfinal, the second leg quarterfinal game earlier this week. But Manchester City, in these spots under Pep Guardiola, consistently play tight. Greg Wall said it on the show on Monday. Pep kind of overthinks it, overmanages a lot of these games here. I think PSG, maybe not like just as good as Manchester City, but close enough. And I give them the psychological edge. PSG having gotten to a Champions League final last year and vanquishing their tormentors last year, Bayern Munich, in the quarterfinals. So PSG for me, plus 300 to win the Champions League. And one other thing to consider, Manchester City is about to undergo an incredible run of games here. They're still alive for the quadruple to win the Premier League, to win the Champions League, to win the League Cup and the FA Cup. They are facing Chelsea on Saturday in the FA Cup semifinals. Next Sunday, they are facing Tottenham in the League Cup final. And then a couple days later, they're facing PSG. These are all titanic games, all coming up in a row. Not going to be easy for Pep Guardiola to manage his way through this here. I think PSG gets past Manchester City. So PSG plus 300 added to the portfolio for yours truly, Ken, along with Chelsea to win the Champions League. And there you have it from Nikki Football.
Yeah, absolutely. No, some really good stuff there. The fatigue angle, not something I hear in soccer all the time with all the matches coming up. Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, no team is usually alive in this, even like for the treble, even that many. Like I hear Barcelona gets that sometimes. I remember that they're like a team that always plays in that. But it's an unfamiliar situation, and that might lead to kind of unexpected results, right?
It's not just, by the way, it's not just like matches all in a row. It's like highly pressurized matches all in a row for Manchester City. So I'm going to take a shot with PSG. So love PSG and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.